Tim Fleming in the Morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
Jesse Stewart here in studio and joining us now for this week's Caregiver Corner, brought to you by SageLink. Lark Trigstad is in. Lark, how are you today?
I am well. It's a little wet out there, but we're okay.
Yeah, we are definitely okay. And, you know, it's one of those days where we get past the rainy day blues.
That's right. That's right.
That's so all we need to do.
We'll have an uplifting topic today.
We will have an uplifting topic. Let's talk about caregiving, and I know family caregivers provide essential, often unpaid work in the U.S. They help family members with tasks like bathing and eating, coordinating insurance coverage, and managing medications. But what a caregiver looks like in America is changing.
That's right. And although the a typical unpaid family caregiver is a 49-year-old white woman, about 10 million Americans between the ages of 18 and 34. Is that you, Jesse?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Of all different backgrounds are now the caregivers for a family member or friend, according to a new report by ARP.
Yeah, and I know a few others who are in my age range that are caregivers now, too. You know, one out of four family caregivers in the U.S. is a millennial, and as baby boomers age and need more support, this young group is becoming an increasingly important part of the caregiving workforce. More than half of millennial family caregivers are African-American or Black, Hispanic or Latino, or Asian-American, Pacific Islanders. They are more likely than any other generation to balance caregiving with employment.
That's really impressive. And nearly three-quarters of millennial caregivers are employed, according to the new report. And Jesse, 53% work full-time.
Wow.
Yeah. And they also spend an average of 21 hours per week on caregiving, or the equivalent of a part-time job. And more than one in four millennials spend over 20 hours each week providing care, and roughly one in five provides care for at least 40 hours a week.
Wow. It's amazing. And, you know, many of these millennials are not just working and providing this care, but are trying to figure out, how do I balance all of this?
Yeah.
And that's according to an expert on long-term care services and support at AARP.
You know, at this time in their life, a typical millennial may be thinking about going on vacation, hanging out with friends, and potentially getting married, but these millennials are doing things like wound care and even bathing.
Yeah, even as millennial caregivers are spending much of their time working, over half earn less than $50,000, according to the report. They spend an average of 27% of this income on caregiving-related expenses, a higher portion than any other generation.
I did not appreciate that, and I don't think that's well understood. Another common source of stress is the fact that caregiving responsibilities can have on one person's career. 54% of the millennial caregivers say that caregiving has impacted their job in a significant way, according to the report. And yet, millennials are much less likely to tell their supervisor or colleagues at work about their caregiving responsibilities, meaning they're often navigating alone.
Well, taking all these factors together, it's clear the millennials in the caregiving role have a unique experience that will influence and shift how we discuss and support family caregivers.
Yes, and AARP and United Way Worldwide are teaming up to spotlight millennial family caregivers. And if you go to our NorthIowaSageLink.com, we have their new online tool that aims to increase awareness about millennials and family caregiving. It's under the Aging and Family tab, and it's an interactive tool, mm-hmm. and it pops up, and it's almost like a video game. It puts you in a situational scenario, and you pick the answers, and it helps you work through them. It's really neat.
Yeah. It sounds really neat. Yeah. And, you know, we think about millennials and caregiving, and it is a growing trend, obviously, and it's going to continue. And it's
that's right. You know, and there are fewer millennials to take care of a baby boom population, so we salute you, millennials.
We do salute you for sure. That is this week's Caregiver Quarter here. And Lark Trigstad, thank you for joining us in studio.
Thanks.
We appreciate it. Find out more at NorthIowaSageLink.com.